In 1763, 3 years after having been indentured, the energetic bankrupt fled after hearing that unflattering rumors of his prodigal misconduct had been spread throughout the town of Killingworth. He ran as far as he could to escape the shame, to Barbados, likely using his master's property to pay his way and vowing never again to return. Finding prospects of earning a living on the tiny island slim, he set his sights on nearby British Guiana, now Guyana, and sailed for Georgetown, the colony's largest port, situated at the mouth of the Demara River. There he fared better. Only 3 days after his arrival, in September 1763, Bancroft found employment as personal surgeon to Paul Wentworth, the owner of 2 large plantations and near 200 slaves in the river, thanks to 2 recommendations from some gentlemen of note and a celebrated physician from Edinburgh. Wentworth, who hailed from a well-established New Hampshire family, later became a British spy during the Revolution and one of Bancroft's most important informants. The young surgeon spent his next 3 years in British Guiana, adjacent to Suriname, accumulating a small fortune and studying the dyes and poisons utilized by natives there under the tutelage of the celebrated physician Linnaeus, who first got him hired. It would be as a master of these curious compounds that he would later find success. Breaking his vow, Bancroft returned to New England in 1766, and according to John Adams, apologized to his former master and honorably repaid him in full. The following year, he ventured to England proper to study medicine at St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London. There, Bancroft capitalized on his tenure in South America, publishing a book based on his keen observations and analysis. In it, he described the ecology of Guinea, the culture of its natives, and the true nature of the toporific eel, now known as the electric eel, thanks to his efforts. Naturally, he concentrated on the use of dyes and poisons, writing one of the earliest descriptions of the chemical characteristics of curare, a potent toxin used on arrowheads. Bancroft admitted to his readers that he had managed to bring a significant amount of this deadly stuff with him for the benefit of those wishing to study it themselves. Tellingly, he also described how the Guinea natives used similar compounds on each other to exact revenge. I quote, "There is an art in the preparation of poisons of the most deleterious kind, which, given in the smallest quantities, produce a very slow but inevitable death, particularly a composition which resembles wheat flour, which they sometimes use to revenge past injuries that have been long neglected or thought forgotten. On these occasions, they always feign an insensibility of the injury which they intend to revenge, and even repay it with services and acts of friendship, until they have destroyed all distrust and apprehension of danger in the destined victim of their vengeance. When this is effected, they meet him at some festival and engage him to drink with them, drinking first themselves to obviate suspicion and afterwards secretly dropping the poison ready concealed under their nails, which are usually long into the drink." Bancroft would later demonstrate just how well he had perfected these techniques by secretly poisoning Silas Deane with laudanum in 1789. His crime would go undiscovered for more than a century.